we open the discussion of the penalty for unintentional murderers, for rotschim b'shogeg, by delineating the threshold or the many thresholds between intentionality and unintentionality, between purpose and accident. And we already discussed three different thresholds. Number one, awareness of halacha or lack thereof. Number two, awareness of the proper labels to assign to the objects that surround one, or lack of awareness of these labels. And third, awareness of the consequences and the consequences of the consequences of one's actions. And in each of these three areas, it's possible for a person to be intentional, to act with full cognizance, and it's possible for a person to be unintentional and to act with a lack of awareness. The Gemara says that if a person is a rotseach bishkaga, unintentionally, then he gets galos. He has to go into exile to atone for his murder. However, if he's a rotseach because he's omer mutar, if he's a rotseach because he believes that this act of murder is permitted, it is not forbidden, rather it is permitted, then, says the Gemara unanimously, he does not go into galus. However, there's a dispute between Abaye and Rava about why he does not go into galus. Abaye says that he's in onus. He couldn't help himself. He wasn't expected, he was not responsible to know better. And therefore, it's almost as if somebody forced him to be a murderer. He has no culpability, no responsibility for his actions. And therefore, the Ritva notes, not only is he exempt from galus, but the Goel Hadam, the avenger of the blood of the victim, is not permitted to lay a hand on him. However, Rava says that the Omer Mutar is pater from galus for an entirely different, indeed an opposite, reason. The Omer Mutar for Rava is pater from galus because the Omer Mutar is karov lemezid. He is close to being a fully intentional murderer. Min akatsa el akatsa, we call this, from extreme to extreme. From Abaye, he is an onus. For Rava, he's a karov lemezid. But both of them agree that this Omer Mutar is not a shogeg. He's not an unintentional murderer. Tosvos and the Ramban and the Ritva all raise the following question. Although our Gemara seems to clearly state that the Omer Mutar is not an unintentional murderer, rather he's either an onus or he's karov lemezid, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, in the context of other averos, in the context of eating forbidden foods, in the context of violating Shabbos, seems to say that an omer mutar, a person who thinks that the violations and the prohibitions that he is transgressing are permitted, is indeed considered a shogeg. He's indeed considered an unintentional sinner. Not an onus, not a karav lemezid. He's considered an unintentional sinner. How are we to resolve our Gemara, which states that Omer Mutar and Shogeg are distinct categories, from the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that seems to combine and conflate the two categories, that seems to claim that Omer Mutar is a form of shogeg? So there are four basic resolutions in Rishonim for this stira. The first resolution appears already in Tosfos on our Amud, where Tosfos argues that on account of the many times that the word shkaga, below Das, etc., are written in the Parsha of murderers, that's teaching us that the threshold between intentionality and unintentionality lies at a different point with regard to murder than it does with regard to other averos. Hence, Omer Mutar by Ritzicha may be defined as Karav Lemezid. It's excluded from the category of Shogeg, because the Torah says it has to be B'Shogeg, it has to be B'Shogeg, it has to be B'Shogeg, to tell us that there's a much narrower definition. We're excluding things from the category of Shogeg each time that we write another Shkaga, Shkaga, Shkaga in the Parsha. And therefore, says Tosfos, when it comes to Ritzicha, the definition of Shkaga is very narrow. Shkaga and not Omer Mutar, Shkaga and not Miskavin, etc. As opposed to other areas in the Torah, where the word Shkaga only appears once with regard to the Karban Chatas. So therefore, when it comes to eating forbidden foods, violating Shabbos, etc., there's a very broad definition of what's considered a Shkaga. And therefore, even Omer Mutar can be included. It's close enough to a Shkaga that even though it's also somewhat close to Anos for Abaye, or somewhat close to Mezid for Rava, with regard to Chatas, where the definition of Shkaga is more broad, it's considered to be a Shkaga. This is Tosfos' answer. The Ramban says something even more fundamental. The Ramban writes that the definition of Shkaga by murder is not simply narrower, it's qualitatively different. By other averos, a Shkaga in the halacha, lack of awareness that a particular malacha is forbidden on Shabbos, lack of awareness that a particular food is usur, can be excused as unintentionality. However, when it comes to murder, lack of awareness about the prohibition of murder cannot be excused as unintentionality. It's not simply a matter of scope, of scale. Lack of awareness by murder of the halacha can never be an excuse. Everyone is considered responsible to know that murder is asur, and to know exactly what is defined as murder by halacha. No person can escape that responsibility, no matter how uneducated or misinformed he is. That's what the Torah was megalit to us, says the Ramban, by writing so many shkagas, shkagas, shkagas. It excluded all lack of awareness of halacha from the category of shkaga, and it entered all of those not being aware of halacha in the category of karov lemezid. The only type of shkaga for the Ramban which is excusable by murder is a shkaga about the mitzios, or a shkaga about the consequences of my actions. But shkagos about halacha, although by other areas of the Torah are included under the heading of unintentional actions, but by murder, lack of awareness of the halacha is no excuse, is considered an abrogation of responsibility. This, for the Ramban, is a fundamental distinction between shkagos by murder and shkagos in other areas of the Torah. The Ritva offers a third pshat. The Ritva says, perhaps we can differentiate between different types of Omer Mutar. Our sugya, when discussing the Omer Mutar, which is for Abaye considered an onus, is discussing somebody who totally had no idea that murder was prohibited. He thought that murder was permitted. That is a massive, massive shkaga. And because of its scope, so Abaye will consider it to be an ones. In contrast, the sugya in Shabbos, which considers Omer Mutar to be a shkaga, is referring to the Omer Mutar where he was aware that there existed a prohibition of murder. He simply was not aware of how that prohibition was defined. He was not aware, perhaps, that murdering a person who modern medicine considers brain dead can be construed by halacha as murder. He was not aware, perhaps, that murdering a person whose quality of life has deteriorated below a certain threshold is still, according to halacha, considered murder. But he knows that murdering a healthy person in his prime is considered murder. And that type of a Omer Mutar is closer to Shkaga, both for Abaye and for Rava, than the Omer Mutar of Oker Kol HaGuf, the Omer Mutar who totally is unaware that murder is categorically prohibited. For Rava, however, I'm not sure how well this teretz of the Ritva will work, because it's not so mistaber to say for Rava that Omer Mutar, who thinks that murder is categorically permitted, should be considered to be a mazid or a karav lemazid more than an Omer Mutar who simply is mistaken about the definition of murder. But this is the Ritva's resolution, at least for Abaye, to resolve our Gemara with the Gemara in Shabbos. That our Gemara is talking about Oker Kol HaGuf, someone who categorically believes that murder is permitted. And the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about a person who simply is mistaken about the definition of murder. And finally, the second teretz offered by the Ritva is akin also to something that we've seen before, and argues that the Omer Mutar of our sugya is not referring to a taus behalacha at all. A taus behalacha is certainly considered a shkaga, as per the Gemara in Shabbos. Rather, the Omer Mutar in our sugya is talking about a mistake in the mitzios, a mislabeling of the victim of this murder. He thought it was an animal, not a person. He thought it was a nefel, not a ben kayama. That's a type of Omer Mutar which is excluded because it's karov la'ones or karov lemezid. But the Omer Mutar of shigigas halacha, across the board, is considered to be a shkaga. And this is the exact inverse of what the Ramban said earlier. The Ramban said that Omer Mutar by halacha is always going to be excluded from the category of shkaga when it comes to ritzicha, without any exceptions. And the Ritva now is saying that no, that the category of taus behalacha, Omer Mutar, is always included under the umbra of shkaga vis-a-vis ritzicha without any exceptions.